We're going to look at this particular passage. We've been talking about the different how you can avoid the temptation, avoid the edges, go in a safe place, and try not to get into difficult situations. But Jesus is preaching, and everybody's coming round him and carrying, and it's so busy they can't have time to think. Physically, Jesus must have been a very strong man because he could give out and out and out. And the disciples were worn out. And Jesus said, well, let's go. And he was so tired, he went to sleep in the boat while they were going. And apparently, on the Sea of Galilee, storms can blow up quite suddenly. Even though these were professional fishermen and knew all about the sea, they got caught by surprise. And there were another episode, the same. A storm came up suddenly, so we can talk about it. It talks about a furious swell came up, and the waves broke over the boat, so that it was nearly swamped. Squalls of life, torments of life. Just think back for a bit. Think of times you've had a difficult situation, when you didn't, when everything seemed to be going wrong at the same time. Have you had one of those? Yes. If you have a cold, your husband does too, and the children are naughty at school. Something like that. That's a very mild one. But there are times when everything seems to go wrong. And then there's a sudden tragedy, which you didn't expect. A sudden accidents when people go wrong. My sister was once driving her car over a humpback bridge in Sussex. And another car came up on the other side, on the wrong side of the road, straight up, straight at her. So, she's a lovely story. She said, I closed my eyes, put on the brakes and said, okay, Lord, head on crash, here I come. She opened her eyes and she was still here. She was quite disappointed, she said. She thought, oh, well, okay. So she went off to phone for the police or the AA. And when she came back, she found the other guy had moved his car. So it looked as if it was her fault and not his. So she had 6 months to wait before it went to court. And she spent the whole time worrying, of course. And of course, when it got to court, he was caught, told he was guilty. He had 3 or 4 other offences of drink driving. So he was probably drinking that day. So it was 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But all the same, it was something that came out of the blue, just like this storm, a squall. Here I am, Lord, thank you. Here I come. I mean, what else could she have said? Things like that will happen out of the blue. Suddenly, you fall over. How many people have fallen over and broken a bone or sprained an ankle? Put your hands up, probably most of us sometime or other. Yes. I did it in November, outside the health centre in Stenny. I tripped on the path and fell and broke my arm. On a Saturday, of course, which meant A&E. Now, it's all fine now. It's all got fixed up, but it was a bit of a nuisance. Didn't expect it. I had my hands in my pockets. I was happily going home and going off to play tennis. Didn't. My garden got neglected completely. I still haven't caught up on my garden. So things can go completely wrong just out of the blue. We don't know when suddenly something's going to go wrong, do we? Has anybody ever had a life where nothing's ever gone wrong? Please let me know. I'd like to meet you. If things go wrong. Life is full of things that go wrong. A sudden squall. And it was a big one. It was a big torment. It could have swamped the boat. Of course, the disciples were scared. So we have squalls of life, the problems of life, the sudden torments, the sudden winds, the sudden unexpected things, even unexpected guests. Everybody had that. Somebody turn up you weren't expecting and didn't want to see. Yeah, one of my mother's brothers turned up once at the door. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he was already drunk. And he said, got anything to drink in the house? I said, no. I didn't let him in. He was very cross. He stood outside for a long while, banging on the door. My father was furious, so was my mother, when they heard about it. That was sudden, unexpected. You can get an unexpected letter. You get letters. I got to the stage in life, I expect some of you already have too, when a phone call early in the morning, you wonder who's died this time. Yes? There were four of us in a big gang at school, and one died years ago of multiple sclerosis. Another one died of infection in her legs, which took over her whole body. And the other one, my dear friend Dillis, her husband died suddenly in church. He was a church warden and had a heart attack at the beginning of the service. Went. And she lingered on for a year, and I had the phone call just quite recently that she had died. Just out of the blue. I had no idea she was even ill. So I was fortunate enough to get to her funeral. But things happen suddenly. And the thing is, what do we do about it? How do we react? Now, the disciples were scared. They woke Jesus up. And he said to them, "Why are you so afraid?" Well, they had every reason to be afraid. They were sailors. They knew what would happen if the boat sunk. And quite a lot of people who work on boats don't learn how to swim. Because they say if they learn how to swim, then if they fall over, they'll try to save themselves by swimming, which is hopeless, they'll die anyway. I don't know whether that's still true, but it was true back in these days, it would have been true, that the fishermen didn't know how to swim. Because they knew if they fell overboard, if they weren't near the shore, they were gone. So what was the point of trying to swim? You couldn't get to the edge of the coast. Anyway, the disciples were scared. They were fearful. "Why are you so afraid?" said Christ. Well, they had every reason to be afraid, didn't they? There wasn't any reason. Has anybody ever asked you, "Why are you so afraid? What are you afraid of?" Death? Injury? Handicap? Dementia? Children going wrong? Being burgled? All sorts of things can happen to us that make us afraid. So he asked them this question. I want you to sit, just think for a minute in silence. Think about things that make you afraid or have made you afraid. And then remember that when there's something that makes us afraid, that's when Christ is there for us. He is always there. He will help us and guide us and take us through our fears. Being fearful is a natural and normal human thing. But we shouldn't be afraid of being afraid. It's good because it makes us be more careful as well. So he asked them, "Why are you so afraid?" And they woke him up. So he woke up. Asked them why, and when they'd seen him performing miracles, they'd seen all these other things, and yet they were afraid. So it's very normal. And then he asked them another question: "Do you still have no faith? Do you still have no faith?" They were following him. They'd left their homes and were following him, but they were still learning. They were still trying to work out what they had to do. And we also, as disciples, we are still learners. Doesn't matter how long we've been Christians, or how long we've followed Jesus, or how long we come to church, or how long we've lived in our careers, we can still be afraid because something goes wrong. When something goes wrong, we can be afraid. One of my poor neighbours, her husband got dementia quite recently. And it was very tough for her. Because he was such a nice guy, it was a shame. And being a military man, they both were actually, he was very precise. So even when he had dementia, he still wanted things done his way. Lunch at 1 o'clock on Sundays, always. That kind of thing. But she managed to get through all that without She said afterwards, I just felt Christ was with me. I just wasn't afraid. And when we had the funeral service, he died last year, it was the most lovely service of dedication. And the family were all there, giving their father and their husband to the Lord. So they walked in Christ. They trusted Christ to take them through it. Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? I don't know what the disciples said. I think they probably just said nothing at all. What would you say if you were asked that? I don't know. So when sometimes we have fears and doubts and difficulties in our life, let's remember how the disciples on that boat were almost swamped, but Christ calmed the storm. That's what it's all about. Christ calms the storm in our lives. Sometimes it's a storm we've made for ourselves. We've worried about something so long that we can't even stop worrying about it. Or we've done something we knew we should not have done. Or we said something silly or inappropriate. So even though we have made the fault ourselves, Christ can still calm the storm and show us how to put it right. So let's remember this example of Christ in the storm, and remember that there are difficulties in life. They're going to hit us all the time. There's also fear in life. Fear of the future, fear of all sorts of things. But if we trust in the true life, Christ himself, why are you still afraid, he says? Do you still have no faith? Question he's asking us today. But trust the Lord, we all have the faith he has given us. We can't manufacture faith. It's given to us by the Holy Spirit. So may God lead us as we go through life and meet difficulties and problems to put our trust in him 100%. We have promised to serve him, and therefore he will guide us and lead us. Fifthly, the last hymn is one that restates our vows to him. So it's, O Jesus, I have promised, which is number 563.